34-year-old Israeli filmmaker Ra'anan Alexandrovich first made his mark with a documentary about a concentration camp survivor. So it's not surprising that his first fiction film, James's Journey to Jerusalem, deals with social issues. But critic Bob Mondello says he was unprepared for the form the film takes, social realism as fable.
The first few images are drawings that tell a story about an African pilgrim's visit to the Holy Land. He is the best young man in his village, say the lyrics that accompany the drawings, and he's going to Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
The drawings give way to an image of a handsome young African in a dashiki-style robe looking at a poster of Jerusalem in an Israeli immigration office. James is a devout Christian, and as he faces the immigration officer, his eyes are wide with wonder at the things he'll soon experience.
I've always wanted to meet a Hebrew from the Holy Land. We read about you a lot in our Bible.
James, this story about the Holy Land, I heard maybe 300,000 times. I know you came here to make money.
Make money?
She has him clapped into a holding cell, which is where he stays until a contractor named Shimi rescues him, paying his bail and driving him to a kind of dormitory in a rundown Tel Aviv neighborhood. James soon realizes his rescue comes with a price.
I already told you, sir. This is a mistake. I'm not here for money. I'm a pilgrim in the name of my village.
Pilgrim?
Yes.
Oh.
So now you give me my passport?
So now you can give me my money?
I owe you money?
You in jail? She me paying money? You out jail?
Age-old story, right? Except it doesn't usually play out in quite this way. James is an innocent, but he's also a quick study, and when he's assigned to take care of Shimi's cantankerous father, well, let's just say James's journey to Jerusalem gets delayed while the lad tastes a little of the milk and honey he's heard so much about. Director Alexandrovich makes the story an allegory of sorts for Israel's story. James even makes a desert bloom at one point, and while there is social criticism in the telling, it's more bittersweet than caustic. It's also criticism that applies to any modern society to which people come with high hopes and eyes wide with wonder. I'm Bob Mondello.